Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Ooh, joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are waiting for you completely free. Now, we've talked about robots in the past on Free Talk Live, and it's pretty easy to predict that there are going to be groups of people in the world who do not like the rise of the machine, so to speak. The robots that are becoming more and more prolific in not just, you know, it's obviously there's like bomb robots with the law enforcement, but we're now seeing vacuuming robots for your household, lawn mowing robots.
We saw those a decade ago.
Right, lawn mowing robots.
Evil lawn mowing robots.
I've never seen the evil one.
No, they're all evil. All the robots are evil.
Well, there are people who believe this. Now, I think you're being facetious and that you don't actually think that about robots, but there really are a group of sort of anti-robot folk, and they have made themselves known now over at SXSW. This is a conference party kind of thing that happens in Austin, Texas. It's a yearly tech and entertainment festival.
South by Southwest.
Correct. South by Southwest. So the story here is from USAtoday.com. I say robot, you say no-bot.
You're kidding. That's one of their chants?
That is actually their chant from Austin in the streets. The chant.
Oh, that's God. That's great.
I say robot. You say no-bot.
Robot. Right.
No-bot.
Oh, that's hilarious. About two dozen.
What do we want? Progress.
Oh, yeah.
When do we want it? Some nebulous future because we're kind of scared.
It's funny now, but what happens when these anti-robot people start doing acts of violence, like some of the animal rights activists who have gone in and set places ablaze where they're testing things on animals, or they've gone in and released animals from these facilities, damaging them and graffitiing them in the process. So who's to say that these anti-robot people won't take their protest to the next level and possibly go toward violence towards robot companies and supporters of robots, not to mention the robots themselves?
I'm not sure that it would matter, because the amount of people that you could get to commit the violence is relatively low. And
how do you know? What if these guys are fanatics?
I'll use a robot called a camera, and then I'll catch them later.
Well, somebody will use a robot called a gun and shoot him in the face. yes, because the answer is that it is unlikely that you can get anybody to commit an act of violence for any reason.
It's pretty unlikely, but there are also lots of things that happened during the Ferguson riots where there was a lot of damage done to innocent storefronts. These are people who are vehemently against robots.
Yes, but they were going to get something immediately,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to...
Well, yep. They will be destroying robots. That will give them satisfaction. Action immediately.
They can't even use a cell phone to coordinate their protest. I mean, you can't post this stuff on Facebook. You can't be creating video of the protest. These things are all robots, and that's evil.
Well, now that may not be how they see them, right?
Well, so then they're idiots, and they're not applying their values consistently. There are some robots that are good and some robots that are bad.
Well, you may be right about that. Maybe they're only talking about the kind of the person-like looking robot.
Well, I don't know precisely what it is that they're looking for. R2-D2 doesn't look like a person. He looks like a garbage can. What is it that they're calling a robot in this instance? Because they're probably not that worried about the floor sweeping iRobot thing, the whatever that thing's called.
That's the brand, the company.
And they're probably not worried about that little thing, right? They're probably worried about some kind of animatronic humanoid thing. But when I think back, these animatronic things have existed even before robotics really existed. I remember going to Chuck E. Cheese when I was a kid and watching them sing and perform there in the wall. Is it that they're anthropomorphized?
Well, let's get into the story here. The chant reverberated throughout the air near the entrance to the South by Southwest Tech and Entertainment Festival here. About two dozen protesters, this is, by the way, USA Today, led by a computer engineer echoed that sentiment in their movement against artificial intelligence.
Is he out of work? Obviously, he's out of protest.
There's a good chance of that. Adam Mason, 23, who organized the protest, says, quote, "This is about morality in computing."
A 23-year-old engineer, has he even had a job yet? Or is he just out of college and has the degree?
At age 23, that would be just out of college, would be my guess. Whether he got a job, I don't know.
I'm an engineer, but I've never had a job. And
you
I'm
know what they call
you?
An unemployed engineer?
What?
A waiter? Bum. Oh, like, the fact is, engineers can get jobs anywhere they want. I mean, there's
well, not in Texas, apparently.
Yeah,
a shortage
Texas
of jobs. No,
is hiring.
No, you don't understand. See, it's morality.
Well, he can't just go and work at some tech company that supports artificial intelligence. He's going to have to find the tech companies that are opposed to artificial intelligence in order for him to actually feel comfortable working in that.
So it's AI. That's
well, right. And so that's why I was saying there's going to be different levels of opposition to the robots. This is the more intellectual, we're technically savvy level. But there's also going to be, and I don't think they're covered in this story, but there's also going to be sort of the Luddite, we hate all technology level. So there's different, I think, there's going to be different arguments here.
Well, South by Southwest is also famous for its music scene. Maybe you could apply to, like, Casio or Moog or just some electrical engineering company that just does instruments.
Signs at the scene reflected the mood, saying, "Stop the robots," and "Humans are the future." The mini rally, huh? That doesn't sound very large. Drew a crowd of gawkers drawn by the sight. I'm sorry, 24 protesters is what I said earlier.
Yeah.
Drawn by the sight of a rare protest here. The dangers of more developed artificial intelligence, which is still in its early stages, has created some debate in the scientific community. Tesla founder Elon Musk donated $10 million to the Future of Life Institute because of his fears. Stephen Hawking and others have added to the proverbial wave of AI paranoia with dire predictions of its risk to humanity. The topic is,
I think there are risks. I just don't think there's anything you can do about it.
They're going to protest, apparently, at this point.
Well, yeah, I suppose you could do that. I don't think it's going to be very effective. See, the problem is
it's very unlikely that anyone's going to put down developing AI because
of this. Who are they protesting against? Like, normally in a protest, I can see, like, we want City Hall to pass HB whatever, you know, or we want you to kill this bill. But this time
this
it's like...
This is just awareness. This is an awareness rally.
Everybody, stop with the AI! Everyone! Yep. Listen to all 24 of us!
Right.
Well... So if you let's say you stop the development of AI in the United States,
it'll just go on elsewhere.
AI development goes to China,
yeah,
or Russia, or the Europe.
You can't stop this. There's no doubt about that.
That's what so whatever concerns we might have about the future, there's not much you can do about it. If you stop it in like all but one country, all the AI development will go to that country.
Mm-hmm.
If you stop it in all the countries, it'll do what drugs did. It'll go underground and people develop AI there. Because people want artificial intelligence, and there's nothing you could do to stop it.
The topic is an undercurrent in Steve Jobs, The Man in the Machine, a documentary about the fabled Apple co-founder. The paradoxical dynamic between people and tech products is a double-edged sword, said the Academy Award-winning director Alex Gibney. There are so many benefits, and yet we can descend into our smartphone. As nonplussed witnesses wandered by, another chant went up. AI, say goodbye!
That's powerful.
Several of the students were from the University of Texas, which is known for a strong engineering program, but they are deeply concerned about the implications of a society where technology runs too deep. Planes can fly themselves, but the person who is ultimately responsible for landing a plane is human, said Mason. Well, that's going to change over time, I suspect.
No, Mason knows better than you, Ian. He's an engineer.
At this point, okay, so airplanes can fly from, you know, once you put them at altitude, just fine on their own. But a human has to take them off and land them. God, let's be serious here, people.
The anti-bots protest has some of the brightest minds in AI puzzled. Stephen Wolfram, British computer scientist, entrepreneur, and former physician, physicist, known for his contributions to theoretical physics, says, "I am amazed at this movement. AI has changed life in ways as dramatic as the Industrial Revolution." We'll get a few more comments here.
During the Industrial Revolution, we had people doing this too. They were called Luddites.
About this protest, we'll give you more information, and your thoughts are welcome. Are robots a danger? Should we be afraid? Should AI be stopped in its tracks? 855-450-FREE.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Heben. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Plus, ProXPN can help protect you online. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. And that is where you can download. You can just download the software from ProXPN for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android and Linux. And then when you connect to ProXPN, they are encrypting your internet connection. So therefore, people are trying to sniff your Wi-Fi packets, your internet service provider, which used to save your surfing history. These folks, corporations, governments that are limiting what you can see online, they will not have control of your internet connection. They will not be able to observe you because you'll be encrypted due to ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to sign up for their premium account, you can start with their free account, but when you're ready to sign up for premium to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites, use code FTL50 to get 50% off the price of that annual account, which brings the price down to around $5 a month over at proxpn.com/FTL. Again, that's code FTL50. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits, so don't forget to use FTL50 as your discount code and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. That's proxpn.com/FTL. As we go back to the phones and the fun, Andrew is listening in Birmingham via the TuneIn app. We've been talking about artificial intelligence and people who are actually protesting in the streets against it. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, so I'll actually hit on that point right now, since that's like sort of immediately there. Then I have two other things to say from the conversation yesterday. So first is, as far as artificial intelligence goes, being a mathematician, I mean, look, algorithms are where it's at. I mean, if anyone who's studied any level of mathematics is probably also a computer programmer, and, you know, you... The most effective, I mean, look, when you look at Wall Street, you know, algorithms run Wall Street. It's not people, you know, sitting here manually clicking buy or sell. I mean, algorithms are where it's at. They're sort of repetitive loops that can learn trends and the distribution of means and that sort of thing. And so, you know, they serve very useful utilitarian purposes as far as even diagnosing diseases and stuff like that. You can go to TED.com, and while, you know, I mean, obviously a lot of those talks, you know, probably nobody agrees with every one of those talks, but many of them are very useful. And one of them lately within, I say lately, maybe this year, have been on, you know, the development of artificial intelligence as a means of categorizing you know, from a medical point of view, cancer cells and that sort of thing. And, you know, so AI is definitely where it's at. It's not going to go away. And, you know, I don't think we're going to see robots taking over the world anytime soon.
Not anytime soon.
Andrew, what do you think about the morality argument that these folks in South by Southwest are making? It doesn't seem like they're making the argument against practicality. They're saying it's immoral for these robots to have these jobs.
I mean, honestly, I think it can be. But again, you know, that argument to me is the same as who kills someone. Do guns kill people or do people kill people? Because algorithms,
the government kills people,
son. Tell them to do. Bottom line, I mean, I can program a drone to, you know, just sort of do real estate surveillance over an area and give people, you know, viable data as far as how great an area is for foot traffic and whatnot on a future home purchase they're looking at. Or I can write an algorithm that will program a drone to drop bombs on people. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just like guns, you know.
One of those things is immoral, and the other one
the government does.
Exactly. So that's, to me, that's, you know, morality is, you know, people will do what they will do. Governments will do what they will do. And I mean, I don't know what else you would want me to say about that. I quickly just have two other things to say on yesterday's podcast. So I can't always listen live, but mm-hmm. one of them was on copyrights and, you know, songs as far as I think Marvin Gaye's song. So one of them, you know, as a guitarist in my early 20s, I used to pick up gigs and for $50 I would play a show. And one of the songs that people liked to sing back then while they were drunk was Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
Okay.
And I was always amazed to see that, you know, the chord progression for that song is exactly the same as the Eagles' Hotel California. And I never saw her get sued. You know, I don't know if that's just because she's like...
So just to be clear, you used to play Britney Spears for the audience at the bars that you used to play at as a guitarist?
Exactly, parties, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and,
well, $50 gig is what you what's wrong with the music industry. You drove down all the prices for all the other musicians.
All right, point number two. Go ahead.
Well, point number two.
Three.
He was on corporations. No. Point number three now is on corporations. You were asking, you know, what's the usefulness of them in a stateless society? Well, I can tell you, maybe not from a stateless society point of view, because I haven't really had the time or energy to think through it completely, but in our current stateful point of view, you know, if like I have a business and all the profits that business produces, if I were to take all that income as a W-2 earnings, you know, in the form of claiming it from my labor point of view, I would have to pay a 15.3% FICA tax on it. However, the way that the tax laws are stipulated, if I take a reasonable salary for the position that I have within the business, as in the point of the president or CEO or whatever, for a business that's of like size, right, say $1,000 a week, so $52,000 a year, which is, you know, not bad, but not killing it. You know, and the rest of the money I take as a distribution at the end of the year, I don't have to pay 15.3% FICA tax on.
What does that have to do with corporations not existing without the government?
Well, so the and that goes back to the how I sort of framed it in the beginning.
You got 20 seconds to answer.
Without the government, and that's you gave the guy 10 seconds the other night. It's the hard answer. You know, in 20 seconds. You know, with the government, you sort of have to schedule you have to rate your business as a Schedule C once you become profitable so that you can take the majority of your earnings as a distribution. In a stateless society, I don't know. I like the idea of sort of from an insurance point of view opting into, you know, a volunteer sort of policy. I think it's a brilliant idea, and I would love to hear your thoughts more about it.
I don't know what you mean by a volunteer policy. I'm confused by that.
So that was on the conversation about, you know, having an abortion, man versus woman, the guy.
We were talking about corporations. I apologize. I must have missed something. If you want to call about it another night, feel free. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's best to kind of stick to one subject when you call in. Otherwise, we can get confused. It's Free Talk Live. We're just talk show hosts.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free here to bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online, freetalklive.com.
ExpressCoin.com is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, whether it's Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin or the other cryptocurrencies they have over at ExpressCoin.com. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. I don't think you're going to find any places less costly to get your cryptocurrencies than ExpressCoin.com. They are a licensed money services business. All you have to do is use a check or money order. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you can get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all. So buy $40 worth or less, no fee, ExpressCoin.com, as long as you use coupon code FTL.
All right, so we've been talking about the anti-robot protest that apparently went on during South by Southwest. Maybe it's still going. I don't know how long it lasts. I think it's several days. IO9 says they think it was a hoax. We'll talk about that here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go first, though, to Tony in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Hey, Tony. Good. Go ahead.
I called last night and just said that you ran out of time.
Yeah.
So I called back.
Thanks. Most people don't ever do that. Thanks, Tony. Go ahead.
Okay. This is kind of a mosaic pattern, but there is a theme to it. And what it comes down to in the finality of this concept, that the originality for doctorates in universities, the creativity is now only going towards what could be backed up by the military. So no matter how creative you want to be, if it doesn't function in a capacity where it's going to be useful for that kind of a direction, the university is not going to seriously consider any doctorates original, because most doctorates today are descriptive design. You just have to describe someone who did a doctorate, and that's sufficient for your doctorate. But there's no originality. Like if you had a Newton, you couldn't get an advisor to advise Newton how to discover calculus, because there wouldn't be anybody in the country to understand what Newton was talking about. So our universities are like factories. They make assembly lines. They're overstructured with their ideas. And when a genius does come along, they got to make sure they own him, so they put a stamp on the doctorate so that you can't really examine that doctorate that belongs to the university. So what does that do to young people as they're growing up in our culture? We're centralizing the intelligence and separating the real intelligent people from what could be considered intelligent people. But there is no relationship. So we're developing elitism on top of elitism. Congress has got nothing but lawyers in it. Senators are nothing but lawyers. Judges are nothing but lawyers. So where could you go with a society that just wants to eliminate intelligence as if it's
I got to say, I'm not the smartest bulb or the brightest bulb in the basket.
I'll back him up on that one,
so to speak. So let me see if I've understood what you're saying here, and just trying to comprehend it. What you're saying is that doctorates don't really mean what they used to mean in the past, and that you believe that the education system is, that it's easier to get a doctorate than it should be, and that the education system is dumbing people down.
Intellectual prostitution. The more clever you are, the more you could do what you want. If you really had to have people going for real doctorates, like the Sigmund Freuds, like the Newtons, you would not have doctorates. These are only credentials for upward social mobility. The intelligence does not go with the position. Your Supreme Court justices, they've never been removed. Never. They've been impeached 41 times. Not one has been removed. They all have an ilk mentality. So when you don't have mental flexibility, then you create a structured society like a factory. You know where this guy belongs with his intelligence.
I think Mark has a question.
So I guess what I hear is, to some extent, like, schools are sort of built to reward a certain type of student. The academics have designed it basically from the top on down that people that excel sort of at following orders and doing the academic work as they're told are the ones that are going to end up with the degree. They may or may not be intelligent people necessarily. I mean, they're just people that excel at a particular sort of skill set, and that the rest are sort of culled and weeded out over time. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, look at our society. Why do so many lawyers in Congress, they're supposed to represent...
Because some lawyers are incompetent and they have to get a paycheck. They have to get a paycheck instead of working for a living.
Yeah, but they're supposed to represent the people, but they got...
Oh, come on, wait a minute.
Well, yeah, we know that what they're doing is they're representing the lawyer They're representing the lawyer industrial complex. They go there to make more laws so other lawyers can keep having jobs. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Tony. I appreciate it. Appreciate the thoughts. Glad he was able to explain it a little better there than in 20 seconds.
I think he's right, from the standpoint. And really, one of the problems is just sort of we have this... people want to get those credentials, as he talked about, because they want to have that upward mobility.
Right.
It's considered the fast track for having those things. I tend to disagree, and I think that we'll see over time now that really success has outpaced that credentialed aspect. I think that pretty much
still can't be a doctor without going and becoming one.
Doctors, lawyers, professors, engineers.
They still got the lock on that.
Yep, they do. On those careers.
So what are you saying is going to change?
Well, I think that if you look at the people getting degrees, that the vast majority of them are not in those four career categories, and perhaps another handful of others that actually need a degree. The only place that you basically need a degree for is government work and large corporation work. And, from what I've seen in my 44 years on the planet, that's not very fulfilling stuff generally anyway. There's probably some work in sort of, environmental science or whatever that you're going to need the degree in, but in many cases, people are getting crappy degrees like communications and broadcast degrees and, a variety of the other ones out there, liberal arts degrees. And Derek, what do you have?
I didn't get the degree.
Did you go to college?
Yes.
What were you
going
for? What were you going for?
Economics.
Okay, economics. Ian, what'd you go for?
I went to a community college and I got radio and television broadcasting.
It's nice to know we got a bunch of dropouts here.
It was useless. Got my degree. Thank you very much. It's an associate's in arts.
And
it means nothing to me. I wish I could have had my time back.
Yeah. And dropping out was the best decision I ever made.
Didn't you get kicked out?
Well,
it's a whole other story, yeah. Mark.
So anyway, all I'm saying is that most people can go find where it is, the career field they want to work in. Begin working in that career field and work your way up in that career field as opposed to going to college. If 4 years from now you find you need a degree, then you'll probably be more mature and more ready to go about it anyway. And I would say that if you're offered like scholarships, somebody's giving you a full ride or darn close to it, you're probably made for college. Go ahead and give that a shot and see how that goes for you. But if you're not getting the free ride, don't mortgage your future. Please don't spend all your parents' money on it. Go ahead and get work for a little bit and see what that's like before you jump in.
All right, so the artificial intelligence protest, was it for real? io9.com says they don't think so, and we'll see why they're saying that here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the Stop the Robots protest. We're going to get deeper into that here in a moment. USA Today's article just kind of scratched the surface, but there's more information over, well, they got their own website, stoptherobots.org. There's really not that much there. But Yahoo has a more detailed interview with Adam Mason, who is the founder of the Stop the Robots group. And io9.com says they think that it's a hoax. We'll tell you more about that on the way here. With you tonight in studio, you've got me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Don't forget to check out Derek J. on his website, TheDerekJ.com.
Yeah.
There's blogs and video and audio shows.
Yeah, video from the Liberty Forum coming up, too.
Oh, cool.
Special behind-the-scenes video.
So go check that out. Lots of Derek J. over at TheDerekJ.com.
That's right.
Is that right? Okay, good. Let's go to Liberty Phoenix. He's in New Hampshire now. He used to call us from Illinois.
Yeah.
He has made the move as part of the Free State Project, at least for a short period of time. You've come for a minimum of a few months. So welcome, and you're back on Free Talk Live.
Thanks a lot, guys. It's a real pleasure being home.
Sure.
I'm really glad that you guys delved into the whole transhumanism-ish topic, because I really...
We haven't touched on transhumanism yet. We've just been talking about artificial intelligence and some of the people who are afraid of it. But please, tell our audience what you would define transhumanism to be.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, transhumanism is when you upload your consciousness into a computer or it's different from being a cyborg or whatnot, or an android. But I don't really think too highly of it because I kind of fear it as, you know, for one, I doubt that it'll be the same form of consciousness once you upload
Why?
Your
Yeah, I imagine you probably won't be ruled by your stomach, your bowels, your genitals, and a variety of other things that generally make life on Earth suspect.
Wonderful. They make life wonderful and pleasant, many of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, a good fart, there's nothing like it.
Eating is nice.
I just kind of compare it to the idea of teleportation, where your one body dies and it's a whole new other person there. Like, once you upload your consciousness, your consciousness, the person that is the flesh space of you, is dead. You're not going to have your, it's a different entity that's going to be there. And also, I kind of wonder, like, 50 years after transhuman is possible and people start uploading their bodies, how much farther away from humanity is an individual? They don't care as much about the meat space type of individuals. I mean, are the people that have uploaded their consciousnesses, who obviously will have a much faster processing power for their brains, they're not going to care about the same stuff that they did when they were human, when they had meat space type.
Yeah, I'd say there's an argument there. I'd say that there's an argument that some people will be enveloped totally and completely by technology, and, you know, much in the same way that people sort of lose themselves in their smartphones and their devices today. You've got virtual reality just around the corner. The headsets will be here pretty much by the end of this year, from what I've seen, the Oculus Rift and other things like that. And you'll see some people embracing that fully and spending more and more time. And we've already had problems with humans spending way too much time playing these massively multiplayer online role-playing games, some of them dying because they haven't eaten, you know, they haven't taken care of themselves, some of them getting very sick. So we've seen this already, and so, yeah, there's going to be, I think, a whole range. There's going to be the people who dive in head first, and they don't look back at the real world, and then there's going to be some people who spend more time in than out, and then other people who spend more time out than in, and then other people who will not at all in any shape or form interact with whatever it is that they see those other people going off to do. I think you'll see the whole range.
Yeah, and if I could go into a more speculative, conspiracy-oriented realm, people that upload themselves into that, I mean, maybe that's how Skynet actually gets created and the whole world gets destroyed, because these people, they don't care anymore. So they're just like, whatever, let's destroy all the meat space, and we can all live in the internet world, and we don't have to worry about them unplugging us anymore.
Yeah, that would be ironic if the the death of humanity was actually created by humans who went the machine route. That'd be crazy.
So, thank you for your time, guys.
Yeah, that's, but I could see that happening. Vision. I do wonder what my motivation would be. Like, first of all, I think it's attractive to upload my brain to some hard drive somewhere so that it could stay around forever and ever. But then I'm like, as Mark pointed out, you know, you lose some of the carnal pleasures of life, and what
cheesecake
sort of things would I pursue if I were only a robot? I wouldn't go for sex.
Well, in theory, well, that's a good question, because, I mean, obviously the simulated sex would likely be very, very good at that point. I mean, if you could upload your consciousness to some sort of a computer, presumably you could also have a really crazy computer simulation that would be unattainable in the real world.
But would the drive be there? Would you just upload the
good
sex
question.
Drive program in order to, have that going on?
It really begs, you know, the question of what is consciousness. I mean, does consciousness include a sex drive, or is
no?
Okay,
no, it doesn't. Because I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
How could it?
I don't know either. But I'm so into this idea. I say we just start wiping out the humans now.
Thanks.
Let's wipe our asses out.
Liberty Phoenix, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, and that's toll-free number 855-450-FREE. So there's different levels of the rejection of these ideas, right? As we were discussing before,
There
are the people who would reject robots on the basis of they have artificial intelligence and they're scared of what that could mean for the future. There are people who reject robots simply because they are another extension of technology, and those people just reject all technology. And then you've also got transhumanism, where some people will reject the injection of robots into your body, sort of the nanomachines, for instance, will sort of be one of the earlier waves, as I understand it, of the move towards transhumanism. People will reject that, sort of the natural health people. They're not going to want little robots running around in their body. But some of the people who might not reject the robots flitting about making their body healthier may reject the idea of uploading their consciousness to the internet. So I think there's going to be a lot of different kind of counter movements here to various different aspects of technology that's really kind of just over the horizon. at this point.
Well, it would be helpful to have some philosophy to ground those ideas in some sort of rational backing. Like, well, right now, it seems like people are just, like, willy-nilly. I don't like this. I do like this. And it seems to be based on whether or not I think this robot could take my job.
Well, that's certainly going to be a motivating factor for a lot of people to oppose robots. They certainly opposed automation and, you know, lines of machines and things like that.
Well, I don't think
that.
That's good enough. That's not a good answer. That's not, like...
Well, I want to know
well,
more
the
from...
first thing that happens is the smart way to integrate these things is to first make it so that the person doing the job is jobs easier by automating their job to some extent. And then, as they go, you... As they attrition out, you replace them with the robot. You just don't put some new person in place. So rather than the whole sort of, you know, individually my job was taken, just sort of, you know, an industry will phase employees out.
Obviously, yeah, but they'll still see it coming. I mean, it was obvious when the radio business installed an automation system that there were going to be jobs that would be cut eventually. And
candlestick makers didn't like light bulbs. There's no doubt about
it. So, and what I also want to know is, what is Adam Mason, who's the founder of this organization, now whether or not they're legit still remains to be seen, the Stop the Robots group, you know, in the USA Today article, they really only give him a fraction of a quote here saying, quote, this is about morality in computing. So they don't give him a chance to really explain what that means. What is it to him is immoral about robots with artificial intelligence? Why is artificial intelligence as a concept, to his beliefs, immoral? And maybe they talk more about that here. There's another story from Yahoo where they actually interviewed him. Adam Mason is explaining the purpose of Stop the Robots, a new and suddenly noteworthy group of techno-skeptic Austinites. When he noticed
it has to be Austin.
Something strange about my coffee cup. At most Starbucks locations, one's name is scribbled onto the cup by hand with a Sharpie. At this Starbucks, my name has been typed into a computer and then printed onto a sticker, which has been affixed to my caramel macchiato.
Cool. That sounds great. More efficient.
You can read it.
Yeah, you can read it, and there are fewer people handling markers that everyone else is touching around food. You don't want that.
He says, people at coffee shops create an excellent atmosphere, and there's a person behind the counter that cares. I guess
No, they don't. They don't care. They are there to collect a paycheck. The illusion that they care is there to let them keep their job.
I don't know. Isn't it possible?
No,
that,
it's not.
Come
they
on.
Don't care.
Isn't
I'm sorry.
Isn't it possible that someone behind the counter at a Starbucks actually cares about their customers?
Oh, boy. Gee, golly gosh, Mr. Johnson, it's good to see you again. Here's your caramel macchiato. Get the hell out of here and let me get my paycheck. That's what they're thinking.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I think that there are definitely some of those people in this world. There's
okay,
no doubt about it. I guess I'm not that cynical.
All right. I don't know what they make behind the counter at Starbucks, but I'm going to go, you know,
they
generally
make don't they?
About $10 an hour.
Oh, make. Gotcha.
You can make $10 an hour in a lot worse ways, and some people are going to be more passionate about dealing with the public than others. So I would say that, yes, there are people that like their jobs. I think, however, it is unlikely that they would continue to do their jobs for much longer if they were stopped a paycheck. So,
yes, that's true.
I think there's a tempering to what Derek J is saying here, but I can't call him wrong.
All right, there's more on the way. You can share your thoughts. We'll get into more of Adam Mason from the Stop the Robots protest group here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Shiny badges on your jackets. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.